In the reading from Hosea, we're in chapter 10, which means we're getting, well, there's 14 chapters, so it's a little bit left. It's talking about how prosperous Israel is through the worship of false gods. And it's all going to disappear. See, prosperity can come from two sources. From worshiping God, obeying God, listening to God, and doing what He says. And it can come from relying on oneself, and consciously or unconsciously, clearly or unclearly, being subject to demons and expecting them to provide what we need. Now, though the occult is much more powerful than it ever was before, certainly in this country, most people don't think of themselves as like worshiping devils in order to get rich. Most people, or maybe at least half. But the result of that is what you see. All of that is abolished. And so the last thing the Lord says here through Hosea, sow for yourselves justice. That is, honor the truth of every relationship. You see, mostly the poor. What is the truth of your relationship to the poor? To run to their help. See, reap the fruit of piety. I didn't have a chance to check what word they're translating there, but I suspect it's hesed, which is this fidelity to the covenant. Not only the covenant to God, but the covenant among each other. We make a covenant to obey God. And what does God tell us? Love each other. Care for each other. That's the covenant. Break up for yourselves a new field. Start again. For it is time to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord means look for Him. Want to find Him. Want to obey Him. Seek the Lord. A certain basic element in that seeking is to pray. Pray. And desire holiness. The Holy Spirit desires holiness for us. And He's moving us to holiness. So seeking the Lord means yielding to that work, that movement, that joyful elan of the Holy Spirit. He's the bond between the Father and the Son. He wants to bring us into this life of the Trinity. Then we have in the Gospel, very interesting the way Matthew structures this. He summoned his 12 disciples. They're going to be called apostles in just a moment. Disciples are our followers, our matitis, talmudim. You hear Talmud in there? Talmidim, you see. Learners, students. Disciples, learners. But apostles, that's another word, shaliach, sent out as messengers, endowed with the authority of the one who sends them. So he took his 12 disciples and for another time mentions this authority over unclean spirits to drive them out. And to cure every disease and every illness. He gave them authority to do that. You know, there's a famous remark. One of the very wealthy and not very devout popes was showing a friend or somebody all the wealth of St. Peter's and all the rest. And he said, Peter can no longer say, silver and gold, I have none. And his friend answered, nor can he say, stand up and walk. So you know who they are. Peter and Andrew, James and John, and all the others there. The 12 foundations, the 12 new patriarchs. 11 really, because one betrayed and was replaced. The new patriarchs of the new people of God. Instead of the 12 tribes, we have now these 12 people. You see, and he says then, go out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. First, there has to be an Israel able to understand what this is all about. And then, go out to the rest. So this first movement is to Israel. And in our Lord's own lifetime. Tell them, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Who else would understand that? Go to Rome and stand in the middle of the forum and say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What would that possibly mean to them? You see, you need first to go where God has built, worked for a millennium. Where the Malkut, Shemayim, the kingdom of heaven, they'd understand what that is. Because it took a millennium to get them there. And so, this is the beginning of the evangelization. And you notice, it's accompanied by preaching, wandering, having no place. If you go on with this, you probably do. This is chapter 10 in Matthew, which is the missionary discourse. I'm looking to just show you what happens tomorrow. You see, go. Make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, give. The power to preach the gospel, to cast out demons, to cure lepers, to raise the dead. What did you pay to get that? You can't buy it. So don't try to make a lot of money from it. You're worth your hire, but don't try to get rich preaching the gospel. This is the beginning then of this whole section, which is so precious. You notice in our Lord's heart how much he wants people to know who he is, to embrace his plan. So, the successor to these people sent out, are the bishops. But there's two roles to an apostle, huh? Founding communities by preaching the gospel and governing them. Well, now, at this point, the bishops are so busy governing, they don't have time to go out and preach anymore. Right? And they're busy. Cardinal Ratzinger, when he was cardinal, said, you see the role of the lay movements? Because it's true of the Bishop of Rome, he's the first one who should be evangelizing. And he does, more than a lot of the other fellows, because he's Pope, he can get around, you know. But he goes here and he goes there to preach. But the role of the lay apostles is to be that apostolic arm of the Pope. Go preach. So that the Pope himself, that's why he wants to gather, like the charismatic renewal, gather it into this confraternity that we belong to now. So we are his preaching arm. So you can go out, you know, drive out unclean spirits, cure disease, But a lot of that work is right where you are. Right where you are. Preach. You know, I was talking to, I got to quit pretty soon now, but the young priest, I said, do you realize that from the Pope on down, all the action is directed toward the parish priest. That's where it's at for the care of the church. To care for the lay people, that's the job. It's like the veins and the arteries are the theologians and the bishops, all the powerful circulation. But circulation happens through the capillaries. If you only had veins and arteries in your body, you'd die. And so the extension of that capillary action is this preaching of the gospel. You know, somebody can fill Yankee Stadium and have a wonderful night and heal people, and it's wonderful. But the capillaries are what the lay people do day by day.